Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Friends, welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm really happy to be here with you. We have got a great show in store. But first, my big question for you, have you gotten your tickets for the Here For You tour? Every day that passes, I get more excited that my buddy Carlos Whitaker and I are hopping on a bus and heading your way in June. And don't sleep on those pre-party and post-party tickets. You get to hang out with me before the show or Carlos afterwards, or the real win is when you get them both. Those are going pretty fast. So just pop to hereforyoutour.com for all the details today. Before we dive into today's conversation, I want to share about one of our amazing partners, Athletic Greens. We're going through a book as a team right now that talks a lot about habits and how to embed them into our lives. It has me thinking about how many of our partners help us with healthier habits, like Athletic Greens, whose mission is to empower people to take ownership of their health with a simple daily habit. It's the healthiest thing you can do in under a minute. It's just one scoop of powder mixed into cold water every morning, helping us cover our nutritional bases. And it can be hard to know where to start with supplements and who to trust on what our bodies can actually absorb or what's missing from our typical diet these days. But AG1 makes that so much easier. It's an all-in-one formula that's packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients. And we're not talking subpar ingredients here. We're talking the highest quality so that we get major benefits like gut and mood support, boosted energy, and even healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. Yes, please. If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens has given you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/soundsfun. That's athleticgreens.com/soundsfun. Y'all just check it out. Today on the show, two of our favorite friends, our most frequent guests in That Sounds Fun history, Amanda Bible Williams and Rachel Myers from She Reads Truth and He Reads Truth. We've actually created a Spotify playlist of all the episodes that they've been on before so that you can easily go back and catch up on them. It's like 15, you guys. But a quick overview is that they are some of my dearest friends, and their company, She Reads Truth and He Reads Truth, does such phenomenal work that I want to keep bringing them back. Always. It's a community of women, and He Reads Truth is a community of men in the Word every day. As you may have guessed, if you're familiar with them, they're here today so that we can chat about Lent 2023, one of my very favorite things to talk about. Y'all know I love the liturgical calendar, and I love the season of Lent. And their Lent study this year is called Your People Forever, a Lenten study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles. And we're going to talk all about it, y'all. It's so beautiful. So here's my conversation with Rachel Myers and Amanda Bible Williams. Amanda, Rachel, welcome back to That Sounds Fun.
It's been too long.
I missed you.
Too long.
Just being here sounds fun.
I know. I need y'all to know this is your 14th episode.
Are you kidding me?
I know. Isn't that funny?
I want like a jacket.
I know. Well, we've been joking about this all year because we've had a couple of 5-timers this already in January.
And you're like, yeah.
And we're like, we need a jacket. Yeah. And then I saw yours and I was like, oh boy.
All right.
Y'all are 15 or 14 today. So, but most of them revolve around Lent, Advent, but it's amazing to have y'all back. I'm so, so grateful.
Thank you for trusting us.
I mean, truly.
Your audience.
That just is a testimony to Annie's generosity
toward us. No. It is a testimony to y'all being trustworthy since 2015.
Before that, though, it's hard to say.
Yeah. Before that, we were just all three ruffians just doing the best we could. Okay, we're talking about Lent. That is when I love when you guys come on the show around the Christian calendar so that we can kind of go through and say, what is this season? Why does it matter? All those things. But also, hey, I'm just like, the world doesn't know that we talked for 20 minutes before we started.
Oh, my word.
Sounds right.
Yes.
I'm proud of us.
This happened to us yesterday. We recorded with Lisa Harper. We were supposed to record from 9 to 11. Yep. We hit record at 10:35.
No. Oh my gosh. Rach, what'd y'all do, though?
The Lord multiplied our time.
Did it go long?
We did fine. Yeah. We got about 45 minutes in. It was okay.
Lisa Harper
She's just too wonderful.
She knows so much about the Bible.
She does.
She does.
Yeah.
It makes me excited because she's 15-ish, 20 years older than us. She's like the next generation up in a lot of ways. So I think, is there a world where I could study the Bible enough in the next 20 years that I could grab on to the hem of her cloak? You know, like I will never attain her knowledge, I don't think. But is there a world where in 20 more years we have the chance?
Yeah.
To know.
And isn't it great?
She may not be 20 years older than us.
She's exactly 20 years older than me.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so great that we have women that we get to look to and who get to like big sister us and to go, I want to be like her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm so grateful.
And still faithful to the gospel. Still loves God, even though life is tragic, but God is faithful.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And knows the Bible.
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
You just think, what is going to happen in the next 20 years for the three of us that will help us to look anything like what Lisa Harper offers the world.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot of study. I mean, she has like her doctorate, right?
She's close.
Is she like defending it? Where
she's still writing it.
A Lisa Harper podcast. This is a Lisa Harper fan pod. That is for sure true. That is for sure true.
She's writing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gosh. I don't want to do that. Do y'all want to do that?
I do not.
No. I just
Amanda's
a
lifetime student.
I want to be a professional student, which I kind of get to be in my job, right? And so,
you don't get degrees for our job, but
the actual thesis part of that doesn't sound as fun to me as just the classes and like the, oh, well, sorry, I have to read this. But like secretly, I'm like nerding out because I love it.
Yeah. So a conversation we had on the internet a couple of days ago is we were all talking about our part-time dream job.
Did y'all see that?
It was so fun. It was like my favorite thing.
Oh, my word.
Is hearing people talk about like if I could do something else that like – was it for income, didn't super matter necessarily, but was like really fun to me.
Yeah.
So Amanda, is there a world where in your future, a part-time dream job is like going to school? Like once your once you're not homeschooling and all the
things? I think so. I just have no clue when that will be.
Yeah.
I'm like, that'll be a fun surprise.
Yeah. I have a thought about all of this. Things like going to school. What would yours be, Ray? And do you have a different part-time dream job, Amanda?
Bookstore owner or clerk.
Yes.
I don't really want to own it. Yeah. I don't want to own it.
that's where the part-time leaves.
Yeah.
Part-time
is just working in a bookstore.
Yeah.
If it's connected to a coffee shop, even better.
Yeah.
I think I might actually eventually grow to hate this, but there are times in my life where I think I would be an incredible personal assistant.
I'm so glad she said that because that's I mean, we talk about it.
I can plan your travel. Yeah. I can plan your day.
Yes.
I can plan your lunch. Like, I can do this.
I'm telling you.
I can get on the phone and do your customer service. I can call Xfinity for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is the perfect assistant.
So my answer is that I want to work in a fabric store and cut fabric for people for their projects.
With a really sharp scissor.
Yeah, yeah. And that table, my friend called it a scissor valley in the middle of the table.
Oh, I love the scissor valley.
I know. I don't know what it's really called. I tried to ask the internet and it couldn't tell me.
Mm-mm.
So here's my question that I want y'all to really think about and answer.
Okay.
We have our jobs that we're called to on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all's include, your calling includes marriage. It includes the children you're raising for the, you know, hoping that you're being fruitful and multiplying and the gospel's going forward. And the jobs a lot of us have, whether it's in a faith space or not, are what we're called to.
Mm-hmm.
When we get to heaven, in heaven and earth and all of it, you know, in eternity, are we going to be doing these jobs that further the gospel, or is this our earth only job? And are we going to instead be doing our part-time dream job? Because that's the thing that actually brings us. I mean, my current job brings me joy.
Yes. Sure.
100%.
But
I hope so.
This is also, this job has an end goal.
Yeah.
That's right. And it would not be in eternity, is it necessary to bring people to the gospel because it has become on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that deficit
yeah.
is no longer there. All things have been made new.
Right.
It's so just holy, holy, holy.
I 100% will be in a bookstore.
Yeah. That's what I'm 100%. Wondering. I'm wondering if we're actually going to get to
slash a meadow.
I just like
that
in Amanda's
day.
Answer, she's like, well, furthering the gospel will no longer be necessary, but cutting fabric will.
Yes, yes, but certainly people will still create.
Just because making beautiful things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think. If y'all knew how long I thought about this laying in bed last night.
But somehow the scissors can't hurt you.
This. Right. Right. They're very sharp, and yet. Our heavenly bodies. Mm-hmm. There's no, you have to run carefully with scissors. You can run freely
run
with them.
Run freely with
in
scissors.
In our heavenly bodies.
Get
memoir.
Excited.
Memoir
I just,
title.
I have so, John Mark Comer was on the pod a few weeks ago, and he talked about, you know, God aligning our lives to rule and reign with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how all this is leading to that. And I was kind of like, huh. So will I still podcast in heaven or will I cut fabric? Not in heaven, but you know what I mean. Will I podcast in eternity?
In the new heavens and the new earth.
Or will I cut fabric in eternity?
Yeah.
Or something totally different.
The thing is, I would still want to, I think parenting is my very favorite job. Like, it is my dream job.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all both do it.
It's that
heavenly daycare?
It's that, no.
Are there
not
kids?
I love my kids.
Yeah.
I struggle with anyone's kids who's not mine. I mean, I love my kids.
You're really, you like laughing. Your friends' kids. Yeah.
I love my kids' friends. But I'm not here for daycare.
No, that's a calling.
Yeah. And I loved my kids when they were little. I don't love little kids that much anymore, which is like not the same as you.
But like, you love like middle school, high school now because that's what you're living in.
I do. It's what I'm living in.
Do
I
you
just
feel
think,
the same
like,
way, Amanda?
You just think about like this, like, I mean, the Bible calls kids arrows.
Yeah.
Like, and you're like pulling back right now. And I'm about to like launch. I have a kid who's 2.5 years from like launching into the world.
Yes.
To bring forth the gospel.
He's very tall.
He's very
tall. He didn't
tall.
Used to be.
That's
part
a,
of the part
that's
of the,
a tall arrow.
Yeah, that arrow has gotten longer.
Arrow.
Yeah.
Shoot him out. Go. Yeah. Bring forth the gospel. Do it in the way that God's called you to do it.
So it's your very favorite thing. This is, and again, this is, we do not have an answer to this.
Uh-uh.
But for Let's Read the Gospels in the guidebook this month, I write some thoughts, and I was going to bring this to y'all too. You know, one of the things we're reading through is every month is the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus has some really strong thoughts about sin.
Yeah.
Cut your hand off if it is causing you to sin. We don't do that.
Yeah.
Right? And he has some strong thoughts on divorce.
He does.
And I have really been wrestling with these
and
things.
And even something like turn the other cheek.
Yeah. Yeah. And going like
oh, love
man,
your enemies.
We're reading this. Yes. And just like this conversation about what are we going to do in eternity, it is okay if we wrestle with scripture and do not end with a solution.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Besides, all scripture is God-breathed and true. You I mean, just, that's the basis. But do y'all experience that? Even when we're about to do First and Second Chronicles, do y'all have things you wrestle with in Scripture that you don't have a result for?
Yeah.
That the
Absolutely.
Bow doesn't tie on?
Okay. Yeah. Because I think what we're learning, and I can say this because we've talked about it even recently, like we talk about it often, is that when you learn to take something that is off-putting or doesn't make sense or that you struggle with in scripture, and instead of just either glazing past it or dismissing it as not some sort of mistake or not true
or culturally irrelevant.
Right. That's a great point. Yeah. If instead of those things, if we say there's an opportunity for me to learn more about God right here.
Yeah.
Like there's something. Because if I believe that God's word is complete and true and breathed out by him, then and this is not computing for me, which, spoiler alert, a lot of the Bible doesn't compute for me. Like there's some
that's good.
And we have a lifetime to have a relationship with God and his word, right? And so if we lean in there and go, okay, what context am I missing?
Mm-hmm.
What biases am I bringing to this? Or what do I not know about the audience this was written to and for what purpose?
Yeah.
Like there's just so much opportunity to learn more that it then becomes like the things that are head scratchers actually excite me.
Yeah.
It's exciting to find something that doesn't make sense.
Really?
It really is, because then either you look to how does scripture interpret scripture? Like I love starting there.
Yeah.
And I think that the other place to go is what Amanda said, like, okay, well, what other like that's the scripture interpreting scripture. But like as our friend Scott Sauls says, you know, when you come to a piece of scripture that doesn't align with what you believe or the way that you're living, our impulse is to revise Scripture. And the really hard work is letting Scripture revise us.
Yeah.
And that is hard.
Yeah. It has, I mean, as we sit in here and read the Gospels, I mean, multiple times a week to get it all done every month, there are times where we'll stop and me and Craig and Ashley will look at each other and be like, that is hard to hear. Mm-hmm. That is hard to hear, but send it. That's what, I mean, all we're doing is reading Scripture.
That's right. We can't.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we made a policy, Rachel and I, like, that a long time ago at the beginning of She Read Truth, that we wouldn't apologize for what Scripture says.
Yeah.
We wouldn't skip over print. There's nothing that's not worth printing.
Yeah.
But boy, is it tempting sometimes
to
be like,
I'm sure.
Sorry about this, you guys. Or like, but, you know, I think the part that is harder for me, because when you asked that question, Annie, I immediately thought about things like in the Old Testament, because that's where we are right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're reading 1st and 2nd Chronicles, which I have not spent this much time in ever. So this is new for me to, like, study 1st and
2nd
Chronicles.
Which is surprising. She Reads Truth has got to be running out of books.
We are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of the 66, I mean, how many have y'all done? Do you know?
I think there might be two left.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, obviously there are many that we've done several times.
Sure, sure, sure.
But
because
that's
what it looks like to read your Bible.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
There's no such thing as done.
That's right. There is no such thing as done with studying the Bible. Go ahead, Amanda. Old Testament.
But the thing that, where I think that is currently more difficult for me, because we've already established that I'm a little nerdy about it, right? So I get excited to learn more about something I don't know about what's happening in Scripture.
Uh-huh.
However, when I'm in the Gospels or in a Psalm, and I'm trying to think of an example, but, like, you know, our family walked through some very real and sudden and tragic heartbreak around the holidays. And
not involving Toby, we should say that.
Toby's doing great, everybody.
Yes.
We lost my sister-in-law very suddenly. Yeah. My healthy, active, beautiful, wonderful sister-in-law very suddenly. And so there are things that it's the more emotional things where it's like that, where you're going, gosh, how is this true? And also this thing. And it's a lot of what I did struggle with when Toby was very ill.
Yes.
Of like, I believe that Jesus is the healer.
Yeah.
I also am watching my son suffer and even get sicker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
And die a few times.
Right, right. And so that's like with, you know, watching just as a family going, how is this good?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's struggling, because it's like, oh, wait. Death is not good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so it's those kind of things that that really get to, like, that's where the Lord and I have more really frank conversations.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I can more easily accept that there are historical, factual things that I'm not understanding about something in the Old Testament or something that God is doing that is just so much bigger than what we can see on the page or read into what's on the page. And then I can say just the core essence of, like, who he is. It's one of the reasons we do what we do, where every day I have to be reminded that, wait, I believe this is true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I will continue to read it.
Yep. Yep.
Even though what's going on around me makes me want to say, nah.
Yeah.
That's not.
Or
that.
Even if culture pushes back, or even if my insights push back, right?
That's right.
It is.
Because in my knower,
I
know that it's true.
Yeah, that's right. Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation real quick to share about one of our amazing partners, Thrive Market. Our friend Kendra Adachi, who hosts the Lazy Genius podcast and wrote the Lazy Genius Kitchen. Y'all remember when she came and Lazy Genius my freezer? The link to that video is in the show notes. You need to watch. But Kendra does episodes every now and again where she talks about the stuff that's saving her life. And every time I hear her, I think, Thrive Market is saving my life. Thrive Market is my go-to for all my grocery and household essentials, and the convenience of getting it all quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver. They've got my Chomps snack sticks that help me get enough protein even on the go, my cleaning supplies so that I know my house is getting clean without introducing unnecessary chemicals into the situation, and as a Thrive Market member, I can save money on every single order. On average, I save over 30% each time. On my last order, I saved $30 on a $107 order. That's right there at the average. On top of the massive savings on each order, Thrive Market has a deals page that changes daily and gives me cash back on so many brands, and they have a price match guarantee. Not only does Thrive Market save me money and save me time driving and waiting in line time, they also save me shopping time. I love their filters on their website and app. They have over 70 filters. Whether you're looking for certified gluten-free snacks like I am so I can, you know, stay awake and not get groggy and sluggish like a tranquilized bear cub. Does gluten do that to you too? Or if you're looking for non-toxic cleaning essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a click of a button. When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need through Thrive's one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give. It's awesome. Join Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. And now back to our conversation with Rachel and Amanda. This may be me being a wild thinker, but sometimes I think, what would it look like if I walked away from this? And I think the gnawing in my stomach, because I have friends who've walked away. Y'all probably do too. I mean, sure. I have friends who have walked away from their faith and their life has gone more on track since they did. They got the job they want. They got married. Mm-hmm. They've gotten success in the public eye and they have walked away from their faith.
Their reward is on earth.
You would look at, I mean, I cry telling you this. You look at their life and you go, shoot. You right. got everything you wanted when you walked away.
Yeah.
But I cannot imagine there is not a gnawing in your insides
yeah. right.
that says there is more than this.
Because there's a separation. Yeah.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, we are there to be separated from the Lord is, you know, that's where it all started.
Yes.
That's Genesis.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. and that's why this story is what it is, because yes. it's a story. The story of the Bible is the story of the God, the triune God, right. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit drawing mm-hmm. his yeah. people back yeah. to himself
yeah.
and it, removing that separation.
It's yeah. why I'm excited that we're in 1 Chronicles
yeah.
for Lent. Like,
yeah.
because, I mean, you talk about like hard names to read in the Gospels. Mm. Okay. Well, the first 9 chapters of 1 yes. Chronicles as genealogy.
Yeah, I wrote down one of my questions for you was, why is it important to actually read the genealogies right. versus just skim all the names we yeah. don't know?
And if you look, what is the very first name? Like in the chapter 1, verse 1, the first name is...
I would
is,
love to look. Hold is, on.
It's Adam.
Oh, it wow.
goes,
I can say
it
that
goes
one.
Way back.
yeah.
Like it doesn't start at Abraham. It goes yeah. all the way from the beginning. And
which Matthew doesn't start till Abraham. I think that's so
yeah,
interesting.
Because his audience is Jewish. His audience is Jewish. And so oh he's going, this is the father of the Jewish nation.
Craig.
Right?
Can you believe it?
Craig's fist pumping the air.
Yes. yes. if you knew how much we sat in here with the Gospels and yes. thought of things like that.
Yeah.
Right.
And so we start with wow. Adam. And for 9 uh-huh. chapters, God's not going, well, I feel like a duty to make sure that this
That's
is written
right.
down somewhere.
That's right.
He's going from A.
Yes.
from Adam.
Yes. yes.
My plan has been in place to yes. redeem you.
And they have been real people yeah. who really lived on this earth.
Yes. That's right. And I love, so we talked about Lisa Harper earlier in this episode.
Yep.
She is our guest for week 1.
Oh, good.
Of Lent.
So, and that is
at the She Reads Truth podcast.
We should say to people that is Lent starts on February 22nd, but we start this plan on February 20th.
You got it.
Correct.
So
yes.
Lisa will be on the She Reads Truth podcast, which I'm sure everyone's already listened to. But if not, go listen, and she will walk us in that first episode.
And yes. nobody does a genealogy like Lisa Harper, let's just say. But here's one of the things that she said. She didn't even say it on mic. She said it after the fact. But she was just still so passionate after we finished recording.
Yeah.
And she said, this is a sermon, not a census.
Like, oh, wow. I mean, this is a sermon, not a census. I'm writing that in my workbook right now.
Right? mm-hmm. But like the stories that are here. And she's like... We're getting records like the name in the book of the man who baked the bread.
Yes.
The name in the book of the guy that held the door. Like,
yes.
it is God saying, I see you. You matter. Like, this name counted in my history.
Yes.
And all these names going forward matter and they count. And if, I mean, I won't take away what Lisa has taught.
Oh,
but
I can't wait
it
for
is,
people.
It
we'll
is
share
so
it when
wonderful
it comes out.
To listen to. And it's exciting to see that the book of First Chronicles is a story of, I have planned this since
yes,
the beginning.
Yes, yeah. And because we've established the whole Bible's true and we can believe it. And yeah. it
and here's a history of it.
It's true against
yeah.
itself.
It does that, yeah.
And it proves it's true in culture and historical yeah. and mm-hmm. across other written text. Then we look at all these names. We're like, oh, those are families.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's right. I think I wouldn't want someone to read my family lineage and skip over my grandmother's name because they were reading fast because she mattered so much to me.
Right, right, right.
And so every time mm-hmm. I'm reading one of the names in Matthew 1 or Luke 3, those are two places that run us amok in, yes, the, yes, in yes. the Gospels. But every one of these names is like, this is someone who really mattered to their family.
That's mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And if we look at when and why First and Second Chronicles was written.
Yes, do that.
It is, so it was written after the exile, as they were coming back home to yeah. Jerusalem. So the
and
12
Ezra
tribes.
Wrote it is what they think?
Yes, the chronicler.
The chronicler.
The chronicler.
Yes.
So the 12 tribes are coming home.
Yeah. yeah. And they've been scattered. They've been in exile. Mm-hmm. And not just like we're all staying in the same hotel to get, like yeah. they're all over the place. Yes. And the tribes
historically
are all,
this happened.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, this is a dumb question maybe, but this is not the same exile as when they went to Egypt and were slaves.
This is the, yes.
This is the next, so they after Egypt, yes. they all come back.
Correct.
And then there's another exile out of Israel.
Yeah.
And everyone leaves again and just scatters. Instead of all being in
yes.
Egypt.
Yeah. And really the first, the Egypt thing was, we know the story of Joseph and how yeah. he went and because of the famine.
Yes.
And so that was really not so much an exile to get to Egypt. That was a like, y'all come, this is where the bread is.
And then you get
yeah.
enslaved.
And then Joseph died. And,
yes.
And you actually see in this, in our first week of reading, in this genealogy, you kind of see, well, here's Levi,
yeah,
right? And
yeah,
you go to the
yeah.
tribe of Levi, and like it's three guys down that's Moses.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it was just
that
his great grandfather.
Crazy. That mm-hmm. is crazy. Mm-hmm. So they're coming back from the second exile.
They're coming back, and they are understandably floundering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, wait a minute, are we the people of God? Like, what does that even
right.
mean now?
Right.
What even happened?
We were all over the place, and now, like, some of us are back, and some of us aren't back yet. And what do we do now? What do
yeah.
we do with this that has just, that we've just lived through?
Yeah.
What does it mean that we're God's people? Who even is he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they've been in exile for a lifetime.
Yeah.
And they're coming back, and Chronicles is a look back at, like, here's who you are.
Yeah.
Here's who God is. Here's how he has been faithful. And here he is doing a thing.
Yeah.
And we are going to remind you. So it's like the chronicler.
Yeah. Possibly Ezra.
Probably Ezra.
That's so cool.
Is dropping an anchor.
So he wrote 1 and 2 Corinthians, Ezra. And did he write Nehemiah too? Or did Nehemiah write Nehemiah?
Oh, I can't remember. I think Nehemiah
wrote
Nehemiah.
There's something in the front.
There was a time when Ezra and Nehemiah were the same letter, or were like together.
Ah, yeah. mm-hmm. fascinating!
I believe that's true. Fact check me.
Yeah. I love the Bible.
And so what he's doing is he's kind of dropping an anchor with these book, this letter, which it was all one, right? This book was all one. First and Second Chronicles
yep.
were together,
mm-hmm.
and saying like, "Here we're gonna
just the Book of Chronicles.
rebuild this foundation
yeah,
and show
okay.
you who you are."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, when it comes to genealogies, imagine having been scattered and coming back to your homeland and hearing your tribe.
Yeah.
First of all, every one of the 12 tribes is included.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which we know is representative of the nations of the world, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like this is just like this is the precursor to how God is going to bring
yeah.
all nations.
Yeah.
And they're finding themselves like these reestablishing their identity as the people of God.
Right. Right.
And so what we can skim over and be like, this feels like it doesn't really matter. It mattered deeply
yeah.
to them.
Why are we doing this at Lent? Because Lent actually, starts on Wednesday the 22nd. We start the study on the 20th of February. We're talking about it now on February 2nd
mm-hmm.
so everybody can get their books and get ready and everything, and get them spiral bound, as y'all did for me. Was so speaking my love language, if they so choose.
We Listen, showed up with a spiral bound book
just
for
what
Annie.
A blessing. What a blessing. I saw it on my desk and I said, Lillian. And she said, they did it for you.
That's true love, Annie.
That is yeah. true love.
That's true
and
love.
It goes until Easter on April 9th.
That's right.
Why are we doing 1st and 2nd Chronicles when we're pointing to Easter?
It's a good question.
Why do you think?
I know it's David's life. That's is a lot of the Chronicles.
In First Chronicles, and the Second Chronicles is more like Solomon.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I know it's Jesus's lineage. Mm-hmm. And what I know of Solomon is that he lives his life really well and is the wisest and then falls off at the end. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so my thought is, y'all always are telling redemption stories.
That's right.
And well, we're not. The Bible.
Yeah. And but y'all
are
like
very that I turn
smart
this question
about
around
doing
to you.
This. Yeah, I'm trying to. And so I think there's just, and a lot of the kings happen in the Chronicles mm-hmm. as well. I'm mm-hmm. looking to remember that.
Yeah.
And what we keep seeing in the lives of the kings is how God redeems a story even when a human tries to break it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is the gospel, is that we as humans mm-hmm. break our stories and Jesus redeems us.
Something you'll notice in Chronicles is an absence of certain stories in the Chronicle.
Really? Okay, picture the thing that you've always wanted to learn. Maybe it's how to play chess or creative writing or gardening. Now picture learning that thing from the person who's literally the best at it in the world. That is what you get with Masterclass. Masterclass is such an easy way to help you learn more about something you're interested in. You can seriously find classes on everything from turning your passion into achievements with cultural icon Martha Stewart to principles of improv from Amy Poehler. Are you kidding me? Y'all, I did a cooking class with Gordon Ramsay. And it was so much fun. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best and become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best. For just $10 a month, an annual membership gets you unlimited access to every instructor. And you can access Masterclass on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Don't waste another minute to start your learning journey with Masterclass. Right now, our friends get an additional 15% off of any annual membership at masterclass.com/soundsfun. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/soundsfun. Masterclass.com/soundsfun. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful. Powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now, and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Y'all, we all love something that is customized to us. Getting our favorite outfit tailored to fit just right, getting a custom piece of art for your house, listening to a playlist that's customized for us based on what we like to listen to. So why not use custom hair care? We all have different hair textures and types, and switching to a custom hair care routine has been so helpful for me. Like, my hair looks healthier and shinier. Plus, Pros also has custom skincare, which is so great because we definitely all have different needs for our skin too. With Pros, it is all about personalization. You do their in-depth consultation, and they come up with your made-to-order products. There are millions of possible formulas, but only one is uniquely yours or mine. Pros isn't just better for you, it's better for the planet. They're a certified B Corp, they're cruelty-free, and they're the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. Pros is so confident that they will bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial of 50% off your first subscription order, you guys. Just go to pros.com/thatsoundsfun so you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/thatsoundsfun. That's PROSE.com/thatsoundsfun.
So, for example, in First Chronicles, you just said, like, that's really covering, like, the reign of David. Once we get through that genealogy, it's a lot of David's reign.
Yep.
You're not going to see his affair in this book.
That's in Samuel.
So, like, we know that this is true in that historical narrative, but in this retelling.
Ezra was like, I'm not putting that part in here.
No. God omits it. Yeah, that, like, yeah. That is like because the story that God is telling in 1 and 2 Chronicles is not a story of their unfaithfulness.
Yeah.
It's a story of his faithfulness.
Wow.
And
wow.
So if the book was given to the original audience to help them remember who they are,
yeah.
to look back and remember who God is,
yeah.
who they are in him,
yep. mm-hmm.
and how they are to live as yep. his people. So that means living under a kingship, so yep. David, mm-hmm. right, and
yep.
then Solomon, but also casting forward to Jesus,
mm-hmm. yeah.
right? That they, it's about like the reestablishment of the temple and the importance of worship.
Yeah.
And so essentially the Chronicles, it's a reorienting God's people to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? Because they had forgotten
yes.
and
so
life
back on
and
their
life
land
had and, happened,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's
so who else do you know that needs to be reminded of who God is
yep.
and who they are in him.
Yes.
And that would be me.
Yeah, and that would be
raising
me.
My hand,
yes,
right?
Me too. Mm-hmm.
And so what we found is, here's a little secret.
Yeah.
We often are like, what are we going to read mm-hmm. for Lent?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yearly. We
right,
do this.
Right, right.
And what we have found is that because every book of the Bible points to Jesus and is ultimately about Jesus,
yeah.
that we can read any book for Lent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we get into it and the team is like,
oh,
this
my
is
word.
Perfect for
yeah. This is the one book of Lent preparation.
Yeah. Y'all are like, oh, that's cute. For yeah. the last 20 years yeah. or whatever, 15 yeah. years, yeah. we've been doing this every yeah. Lent, and it's been true.
And it has
yes.
been, I mean,
wow.
we have done so many different books for
yeah.
Lent, and this
yeah.
has just been, I've loved this.
Yeah.
And, you know, going back, Annie, to, you know, you were asking, what do we do with hard stories in Scripture,
yeah.
right? There's a story in 1 Chronicles, and I'm sure you know it, where David's like, all right, like, I'm king now. And I think, like, first order of business, let's get the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem.
Yes, tell this.
And like, I love in the passage, you see, like, everybody's in unity. Like, the
yeah.
report is, like, the whole assembly is in agreement.
Yeah.
And there is dancing, and there is singing, like, they are worshiping.
Yeah.
And they start on their way, and the ark topples.
Yeah.
And a man named Uzzah reaches out to catch it.
Yeah.
And God strikes him dead.
Yeah.
And you read that story and you're like record scratch. Wait
yeah.
a minute. The whole assembly
was
in,
to
a,
let it fall.
In agreement. And like, what are you? I was just trying to help.
Yeah.
And you read that and you go, this doesn't reconcile with what I think.
Yeah.
I want to revise this.
Yeah.
And then.
Or even who I know God to be.
Or who
yes.
I know God to be.
Yes. Or how I would have handled it.
And.
As the God.
Am I supposed
character.
To let it fall on the ground?
Yeah. Am I supposed to let it fall on the ground? I just touched it.
I was just trying to help. And
yeah.
so what we have is. Like the first thing we try and do is let Scripture interpret Scripture,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Like look at the context. And because that's not the only place that story is told. It's also told in 2 Samuel, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But even like—
Yeah, that's good for people to know that 1 and 2 Samuel and 1 and 2 Chronicles are right next to each other.
Mm-hmm. And 1 and 2 Kings.
Yeah. And 1 and 2 Kings. And they are all kind of telling the same time period.
Yeah, yeah.
But they all prove each other true.
Yeah.
Which—
mm-hmm. They all agree.
Kind of like— The Gospels.
Yeah,
yes, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great
oh,
way to put
Old
it.
Testament
These
Gospels.
Are the Old Testament Gospels.
I don't know.
That's great.
I don't know if that's right.
Yeah,
or
don't
not,
quote
but,
us
yeah.
on that. Don't put that on your Instagram.
No, no one write that down.
Yeah.
But
it's
the concept
multiple
is true.
Accounts.
Multiple accounts of the same
one
time period.
Historical
yeah,
time period.
Yeah.
That's so that in that
yes.
it is true.
Yes.
But even a couple chapters later, like that happened in 1 Chronicles 12 and
yeah.
in 1 Chronicles 15, David goes because David was. He was rightly, he was upset with the Lord.
Yeah.
He was like, let's name this like the place the Lord bursts out.
Yeah.
And later he goes, here's what I realize. The Lord did actually tell us how to do this. It should not be carried by oxen. It should be carried by Levites. And like there is
wow.
a way that God told us to live. And we were busy all being in agreement and we were all worshiping, but we weren't actually seeking the Lord.
Yeah.
And we like, even though everything on the outside looked like
Yikes.
We were right with God, we were not seeking the Lord and we were not doing what he had said.
Yeah.
And so he looks back
yeah.
and he says, oh, God said that this needs to be handled only by the Levites
yeah.
and this needs to be handled only carried by human. Like
yep.
these
yep.
things that need to be true. And you know, we can even go back to 2 Samuel and see that Uzzah actually knew that too.
Yeah.
And so there is more to that story where
yeah.
you go, initially at first read, you're like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
And then you go to it and you go, a whole assembly of people can look like they are worshiping Yahweh.
Woof. Yep, say it.
And yet they're not seeking
yep.
the Lord, and yet they're not doing what he says in
yeah.
his word.
Yeah.
And tell you what happens, like that ends in destruction.
Yeah.
Here's what we know. The Lord is after our hearts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this was not about Uzzah's performance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was about Uzzah's heart. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And these stories are, they're historical, right? Like life happens, history happens, it's recorded. But what we see is the Lord moving to draw people to himself and to make a way mm-hmm. for his people to be one and with him.
Yeah.
And that is the story of the Bible.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you see all of these all throughout Chronicles. It keeps talking about all Israel this, all yeah. Israel that. That is a big deal, those two words together, because where has all Israel been? Mm-hmm. All over the place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're coming back. They're together, and they are to be unified and under one God.
Yes.
And so that is, I mean, that is Lent. It's like we are all over the place.
Yeah.
Our affections are demanded at every turn.
Yeah.
And we need God to say to us, to look us in the eyes and say, mm-hmm. remember who I am.
Yeah.
Remember who you are and remember what that means for yeah. right now.
Yeah.
Look at, you can see it. If you look yeah. back, you can know it right now, and it can determine the way that you move forward. And you can live in light of that mm-hmm. or you can choose not to.
Yeah. yeah.
And if
yeah.
you choose not to, it's not retribution in the sense of like, well, you'll see, I'll get you. Like, yeah. it's not like that. It's not like revenge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know, it's a, no, because that is not the way you were created to live.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You
yes.
are my people. The title of this reading plan is Your People Forever.
Yeah.
We are your people forever,
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
And you are our God forever. And so there is abundance and joy and life and salvation
yeah.
in living in light of that.
Yeah. That's good. And the fun part is we end the last week is Holy Week.
It
and
is.
So
yeah.
we spend the whole week with Jesus.
Yes.
So we technically get through First and Second Chronicles in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And then the seventh week of the plan is just
Holy
right
week.
On Holy Week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait to see how y'all make that turn. I cannot wait to see the end of week six and
Listen,
the start of week seven.
Here's where you're going to want that study book, is we're going to help you. We're going to give you every time at the beginning of the genealogies, you get a little section divider that says, here's what's going on. Here's
yeah,
why it matters.
Yeah.
When it starts the Israel's history, we'll say, okay, now we're here.
Yeah.
It's like having a you are here. And
yeah.
then when we make the turn to Holy Week, we connect those dots.
Yeah. Yes.
It's one of those times where, you can read the Bible without a printed book that says she
yes.
reads truth on the
yes.
front.
Mm-hmm.
But what we hope is that by giving you this tool and walking alongside you is that we can draw those connections or,
yeah.
or point out what to look for. And then the God's Word and the Holy Spirit do the rest.
Yeah,
we are really only just pointing and saying, look what he's done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's right.
And don't miss it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I am already loving this book.
Really?
I waited. I didn't participate in the creation of this book.
You used to be the face we saw on the first page.
I know.
And now
And
it
I
is,
still sometimes am. But
yeah.
we, so Amanda
for this
and
book,
me
it's
and,
Jessica
our
Lamb. Con-
and our content director, Jessica Lamb,
yeah.
who had a lot more to do with the content in this book than
yeah.
we did. She's incredible. Please
yeah.
don't take her from us.
gosh, I wouldn't. I
well, not you, but just like
anyone,
anyone listening.
Yes, dear anyone. I was like, I'm not trying to scalp
no,
your
no,
employees,
no,
I
no,
promise.
No. And so I get to experience it a little bit more, a little
yeah.
bit more alive with the community, which is really meaningful to me.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it brings me back to being live with the community back in 2012.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's special. I mean, we're still a little bit ahead because we're prepared. Like, we're recording podcast
yes,
episodes
yes.
and making sure that the community has everything they need to be set up for success.
Yeah.
But it is a lot more tied to the
yeah.
community. And so I'm reading First and Second Chronicles right now. And
yeah.
it has been so interesting to me even to see this intentional contrast between Saul or even like the neighbors of the Israelites
yep.
and the way that David led with a pure heart.
Yeah.
And we all know that David was not perfect.
Yeah.
But the way that he led was, it's something to notice. And so even in 1 Chronicles 10, like, which is kind of the first day of the second week
yeah.
of our reading,
yeah.
there are these two little lines that just like arrested me on the page.
Yeah.
There's one line where the Philistines win a battle.
Yeah.
And it says, the messenger throughout the land of the Philistines went to spread the good news to their idols.
And oh.
To spread the good news to their idols, like of their win. I
yeah.
won. I'm going to go let my idols know
yeah.
I won. We
yeah.
had nothing to do with it.
BRB.
But like,
yeah.
And, which, like, is a whole, like, okay, what? Where am I doing that, right? Yeah. And then just a paragraph later, there's this line that says, Saul died for his unfaithfulness to the Lord because he did not keep the Lord's word. He even consulted a medium for guidance, but he did not inquire of the Lord. So the Lord put him to death and turned the kingdom over to David, son of Jesse. And
what we know is that Saul fell on his own sword. That's what that, like.
Yeah. What happened is Saul fell on his own sword, intentionally. But it's so helpful for me to see, to notice those contrasts and go, maybe I don't seek a medium. But what am I seeking for what's going to happen, to learn more about myself than to learn who God is, to more understand what, like, what will happen?
Yeah.
To look at P&L numbers, you know, or whatever it is. Like, what is our medium? What is our forecast for our lives that we tend to look at for security when it is simply we just need to inquire of the Lord? And, or where am I in my success running to my idols for applause?
Yeah.
Instead of to the Lord to say, look what you did.
Yes. All right, friends, just interrupting real quick to remind you that Let's Read the Gospels podcast round of February started yesterday. I do not want you to miss this one. We're starting Matthew, then Mark, Luke, John, the way it is written in the Bible. We're doing it in the ESV, the English Standard Version, and it is very interesting. I think y'all are going to really, really like it. So make sure you're subscribed to the Let's Read the Gospels podcast. We also have, if you want it printed out, we also have the reading guide for you that kind of tracks you along for the whole month. We also have the February Let's Read the Gospels guidebook. If you purchase it in January, you get it for the whole year. So you've already got your January. You should have downloaded February. If you are new and you just grabbed February, guess what? Go back and grab January too. You haven't missed anything. It just gives you a couple more pages that you can answer some questions and just bulk up a little bit. Then you three-hole punch it, put it in a notebook or slide it in a folder, and we'll keep growing it for you all year long. You get all that at anniefdowns.com/gospels. I hope you are not missing out with us this month. You know what we say a lot is you don't have to be in the Gospels every day to be changed, but every day you are in the Gospels will change you. So join us today. If you want to catch up and listen to yesterday and today, that's fine. Or if you just want to jump in today, that is fine too. No big deal. Just listen to the Gospels today with us. Again, you can get all the resources at anniefdowns.com/gospels and go subscribe and rate and review Let's Read the Gospels podcast. And now back to finish up with Rachel and Amanda. That line about David being a man after God's own heart, I think it's so interesting because God says he talked to Moses like a friend.
Yeah.
Which would you rather him say about you? That he talked to you like a friend or that you were after his own heart? Because he doesn't call David his friend.
But David talks to him like his friend.
But does God
but he doesn't
say
call
that?
Him that.
Yeah.
No.
God said that.
I'm after God's heart.
I'm going friend.
You are?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Amanda.
That's hard,
isn't it? If God was going to say something about you, would you rather him say, we talked like friends, or she was after my heart?
That's so hard to think about. Because it's like, how am I interpreting both of those things?
Yeah. I'm such a both and.
Of course. We'd love for him to say both.
Yeah. You'll like this. So Ryan and I both turned 40 this year.
Yes.
And we were trying to decide a couple things. I don't remember what it was, but it was like around our birthday. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know. I just want both. It's my both day.
Yeah.
And so we have like TM'd this, like, it is our both day.
Yeah.
And I struggle not to make every day both day.
Uh-huh.
But in this, I want to argue that being a woman after God's own heart means that I am, if I'm going to the very core, if I'm going to his heart, if I'm the woman after Annie's heart, I'd like to think I'm her friend, too.
Yes. And in New Testament, Jesus says, if you obey my commands, you're my friend.
Like, yes. Or even, like, he's my elder brother.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think I have to pick.
Yeah.
How much of the Gospels is hidden in your heart now? Like, you've read it so many times. Do you find that you are accidentally memorizing?
I'm not memorizing word for word, but certainly when someone starts something, I know pretty where much what are. That story is and where it is.
I mean, I just saw it happen. That's why I was like, I bet that's happening a lot.
Yeah. I mean, the thing I'm read the paper I'm writing where I'm defending, I'm kind of like, well, everything is from the Gospels because that's the thing I know the most right now has spent the most time in. So, yeah, I just think that's interesting. I like that we get to read about David and Saul and Solomon in this study as we point to Jesus Easter.
That's right. Because, you know, we are God's people. And it is because of God's great love for us and the way he made and for us in Jesus.
Yeah.
And, you know, David was a good king.
Yes.
You know, but Jesus
made some bad choices.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was a good king.
And, but Jesus is, you know, the capital K king who rules forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And John Mark Comer, you will rule with him. You know,
that's right.
He's creating a people.
Yeah. I mean, it also happens in First Chronicles that David goes, all right, I'm the king now. I have this gorgeous house of cedar.
Yeah.
Like, it's awesome. And like, all right, but it's not fair that I have this beautiful home and God's living in a tent.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to build, he goes to the prophet Nathan.
This was in the
and
time
he's like,
of the tabernacle,
right,
which was moved from place
and
to place.
And he's like, Nathan, the prophet, I would like to build God a house.
Yeah.
And Nathan goes to the Lord and the Lord says, there's something so much bigger at play here.
Yeah.
Have I ever complained about where I live? Yeah. He says to Nathan, like, have I ever said to anyone?
Nathan.
Yeah. Oh, I do too.
What a good dude.
I do too.
That's a friend.
But, that's a friend of God.
But that's
right. Well,
like,
the stuff God asked him to do to go and say to King David,
right.
you've made a critical mistake.
Yeah.
That is a tough request.
It's one of the sweetest, like, gospel foreshadowing moments of like, no. Like, my house, it's gonna go on forever and ever, and I'm gonna establish this through your line.
Yeah.
But this is even bigger than you expect.
Yeah.
And then David's prayer in response to God of just like, wow, I didn't thank you for including me in this, and I didn't realize it was like, it's like this moment of like, I didn't realize we were this close, but. Okay. Like now, and that's why I was telling you, like, David talked to him as a friend. The prayer right after that, it's just like David's going, all right.
Yeah.
This is who we are in the friend zone now.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And friend zone is probably the wrong way to put it because
we know
there's also this holiness.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But there's an intimacy.
Yeah. Okay. So people can read along online for free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You at shereadstruth.com and hereadstruth.com.
And on the app.
And on the app.
Mm-hmm.
So you download the app and then this plan costs a couple of dollars. So you download
just,
it. It's all there.
For 7 weeks.
Yeah. Yes, for
you
7 weeks.
You just show up on February 20th and every day a new day will appear.
Mm-hmm. And then the book, which I love and believe in.
It's so pretty. It was on my coffee table this morning and I was like, I might not take that off. That is so pretty.
Y'all have a discount code for us.
Of course we do.
Always.
Hey, what is it?
Annie Lint 15.
Okay.
And that is
Annie Lint 15.
And that'll be 15% off everything in the Lint.
Okay. Everything in Lent.
Yeah.
Through until Lent kind of gets going.
Yeah.
And when's today is February 2nd. When is the cutoff for shipping to make sure we get it at the start of Lent?
Pretty quick.
Do you know that?
It's pretty quick.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
so
and part of this is you can just know we ship from Nashville. Our warehouse is in Nashville. So you might.
Yes, it is. You have worked hard to get that warehouse in Nashville.
To make that happen.
My friend.
And so if you live in Nashville, you will get your book quicker than if you live in Australia or California.
That's right.
So
prepare yourself.
Yeah.
Know today how far your shipping is going to go.
What to expect from us,
right.
Which is we'll get your book right out,
yeah.
And then know what to expect from the United States Postal Service, UPS,
right.
And they will do their best.
Yes. So Annie Lint 15, 15% off anything in the Lint department.
Yes.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah. I hope that folks join us. It is such a
they
is
always
such a good,
do.
And they always
yes.
do.
This is
maybe
what
the
I'm
way
doing.
To say it is I look forward to this. It is sweet. It is good. And this series, this Your People Forever, and getting to be included in that, it is a precious way to open scripture and walk not just toward the cross, which is exactly where we walk first, but like right into that empty grave. Like we just celebrated Advent.
Yeah.
And what a beautiful, I mean, Annie, I know you love Advent.
Yes, yes.
But the thing that the empty grave kicks off is the second Advent.
Yes.
It is like, I will come back.
Yes,
right?
That's right. That's right. And I would encourage our friends, one of the beautiful things about She Reads Truth and He Reads Truth is when you run into scripture in 1st and 2nd Chronicles that makes you feel funny, that makes you go, what? Or makes you like, not, you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you feel weird. Like, great, go to the community.
Yeah,
don't just stay in that by yourself. That's the
you're not the only one.
That's what I that's what
that
I wrote about
beauty.
In our February thoughts for the guidebook is I was like, so here's what happened.
Yeah.
I went and talked to my mentor, Nancy, who y'all know
about. Yeah.
I went and talked to Nancy about this.
Mm-hmm.
Every conversation I'm having, like with y'all, I'm going, what do you think about that? what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount. Like, what this should actually do when we run into stories that raise our eyebrows or make us unhappy or do not fit with the life we have is get some community involved with it. And She Reached Truth and He Reached Truth offers that community. Mm-hmm. And I think that's helpful.
I love that.
Don't just sit in it by yourself. When you sit in it by yourself is when you start questioning Scripture instead of letting it speak to you.
That's right.
Yeah. So get
Annie,
community
you are
it.
Such a good leader. You are such a good leader of people. And you lead people in the direction that you're already going. And I love watching that in you. I love that you are personally as an individual walking hard toward Jesus and through His word. And it's just so natural and beautiful to watch you leading people in the direction that you're already headed.
It's like a mall walk.
It's like a mall walk.
It's like a brisk, like I'm doing a thing.
We are mall walkers. Yes. That is a great, yes.
And let's stop in this store.
Oh my gosh, let's have a good time. Yeah, then we'll keep walking. Okay, is there anything we didn't say that I want to make sure we say?
I don't think so.
Okay, then you know what I get to ask.
Oh, all right.
For the 14th time, I would love to know, and speaking to our friends, you can always go back and listen to our other Lent shows if you want to hear more Lent, what it is, how it's shaped. Mm-hmm. We've gone down that path a bunch of times. So
And probably more in depth about Lent itself.
Yes. So we can go back and we'll link those in the show notes below and everybody can go listen. Because the show is called That Sounds Fun for the 14th time, Amanda, you first. Tell me what sounds fun to you.
Do you know that it did not occur to me to think about this
after 14
times? I just want to encourage anyone out there who has a hard time, you know,
being a person,
a human. It's fine. We're all fine. What sounds fun to me? What sounds fun to me? The first thing that came to my mind is springtime.
We got a little
ways to go.
Yes, but we've got great weather today that's pointing springy.
That's right. I just want to sit outside.
I'm wearing sandals today.
I'm wearing short sleeves today, and it is winter.
Yeah. I want to sit outside without regret and without too many layers.
Mm. Yeah.
I want to be able to move freely.
But before there are bugs and before we're sweating.
If the bugs could just stay.
I mean, I drank my coffee outside this morning.
Did you?
Yeah. I blessed that day.
Yes.
It was good.
Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with you. Springtime sounds fun. I know.
I need things to get green again. Have you noticed that a lot of the evergreens are brown because of the crazy, how we had that really hard extended freeze and we don't normally have that? I don't know what's going to happen. It occurred to me this morning that I need to Google it and be like, maybe it's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because maybe it's just
I need to ask the Googler so I can settle down on this.
Maybe it's just the leaves, but like everything under here is still going to be all right and come on up through the ground. Yeah. But
I know it.
Come on, Tennessee. You can do it.
Okay. Ray, what sounds fun to you?
Here's the thing that sounds so fun to me. I'm so excited. And I'm glad to get to talk to you about this, Annie F. Downs. We had a puzzle. Where are we going to take the kids for spring break?
Uh-huh.
And everybody had an opinion, and I didn't like most of their opinions.
Certainly.
And so I secretly...
Sorry, you don't have the right opinion.
Yeah, I don't like your opinion. So the other night, I secretly... I pulled all of our Hyatt points, all of our like Delta points, and was able to book a trip to Edinburgh.
Yes! Taking the people to Scotland!
And
that's the best!
They don't know, and Ryan and I have been thinking about like how to tell them.
Gosh.
I think what we want to do is slow play their minds and be like, oh, let's watch like Travel Man. Like, which episode?
Yeah.
I want there to be so many subliminal things in their lives for the next 2 weeks, maybe.
Yes.
So that when we finally pitch it to them, for them to be like, well, I actually was wanting to do that anyway.
They need to understand.
I'm trying to get them to think it's their idea.
Yes.
Or even to ask for it.
Uh-huh. Have you watched The Water Horse?
No.
Okay. The Water Horse is a movie about Loch Ness.
Okay.
Y'all should watch put that on your slow burn list. It's so good. It's so sweet.
Yes.
And it's Scottish.
And Braveheart.
Yeah, Braveheart. I mean, you can decide if that's age appropriate for your people, but it probably is.
For Ryan and I.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all can watch it for sure. I think it's age appropriate.
Slow burn myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ollie's been asking to watch it forever, and Ryan's like, nope. But maybe we can just kind of do some editing if there's like a made-for-TV version.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure there is. Okay, so, right, I think that's very exciting. I will give you the list of everywhere that you
I
need to go.
I figured that you had a list.
Yes, but I will say publicly a couple of things.
Okay.
Mary King's Close Tour is very fun. It's on the Royal Mile.
Yeah.
When they built Edinburgh, I'm not going to get the years right, but there was a plague, and a lot of people died, and then they built... part of the Royal Mile on top of those homes.
Oh, wow.
And never tore them down. So you can go down and tour. And so no close kidding. Is another word for street.
Yes.
So it's Mary King's
a tight
street.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
So you just go down Mary King's close tour and they will take you through all those like
I
abandoned
do that.
Homes. It's awesome.
Uh-huh. Abandoned home tours for spring break.
Yes.
Guys, get excited.
The Royal Mile is worth it.
Yes.
Do the Royal Mile. Have you been before at all?
Uh-uh.
Oh, great.
I've been researching
the
though.
Castle is worth touring.
Worth touring.
It's the Scottish Crown Jewels are there.
Yeah.
And that's really cool to kind of talk about the difference in the Scottish Crown Jewels and the history between England and Scotland is really interesting.
Depends on who's hosting the tour.
Yeah.
Who's,
I mean,
how
it's
that went.
Fascinating. Yeah. It's fascinating. And I can tell you some great restaurants to go to and some great places.
And you know Ryan Myers is so excited about the golf.
Oh, yeah. Are y'all going to go up to St. Andrews and stuff?
Well, I counted within 5 miles of our hotel, there are 7
I believe that.
Golf courses. Yes. And so I'd feel like just throw a stone and pick a golf course.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, also St. Andrews would be wonderful. I don't understand what I'm agreeing to yet.
It's very easy to get to. You can just get on a train and go.
There we go.
But unfortunately, you don't get to go as the crow flies because there's a water. Mm. If you went there, it'd take you 20 minutes or something, but it takes like an hour.
I bet it's not an ugly train ride.
It is not an ugly train ride.
Yeah.
It is. There's nothing ugly about that place.
Speaking of green.
Yeah. Oh, man. When we were there last summer, we went to the best place for my birthday dinner. I'll tell you. I mean, it was.
I'm also excited that in March, it's like 50 degrees.
Yes.
And so I get to like buy an old wool sweater while I'm there.
And the days are getting longer, but they will be a lot longer there than they are here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. And Hazel will turn 13 while we're there. And this is an ignorant question. It will be St. Patrick's Day while we're there.
Yes.
Do the Scots celebrate St. Patrick's
Day? I mean, it's
Day?
Irish, so I'm sure they do
to
some degree.
Yeah.
There are about 3 months of the calendar I've never been to Scotland, and March
is one of them.
So I actually haven't done that one. When I lived there, I missed March and April and May.
Okay.
And so I haven't ever been in March.
I'll report back.
Yeah, let me know. I've got to check that off.
Next time on episode 15 at the Sherry's Truth,
that's
Annie,
right, that's
we'll
right.
report back.
The good news is you and I are in the same place this weekend.
Yes,
so we're
that's
at the same
true.
Event. And so we are going to sit at a table and go over all these things.
Get excited.
That's
exactly
good timing.
Right. Y'all, thanks for coming and doing this.
Anytime.
I'm so grateful.
Thanks for having
I cannot
us.
Wait to study 1st and 2nd Chronicles with y'all. And we'll make sure everybody has the code ANNIELENT15 gets you 15% off anything in the Lent world.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Love y'all. Thank you.
We love you.
Oh, you guys, don't you love them? I love when they come on the show. It just makes me so happy. Hey, don't forget to grab your copy of Your People Forever. This is what I'm going to do during Lent, and I just invite you to do it with me. It's a beautiful guide through the season of Lent. And, of course, they always give us a discount code, as you heard them say. It is ANNIELENT15. My name, Lent15, and you get 15% off anything that is Lent related. Okay. So, and you get that at shopshereadstruth.com. Shopshereadstruth.com. You'll see the link below. You know where we always put all the links. And it's ANNIELENT15 for 15% off anything Lenten. Hey, and make sure you're following them on social media. Tell them thanks for being on the show today. So, okay, we heard what sounds fun to Amanda and Rachel, and I liked it. And now we get to hear what sounds fun to one of you, one of our listening friends. Okay, Alyssa, because the show is called That Sounds Fun, tell me what sounds fun to you.
Hi, my name is Alyssa. I'm from Nashville. And what sounds fun to me is something that I've done since I was super little.
Okay.
Where I would just take a whole day and literally, you're going to laugh at this, take out everything in my closet and reorganize
Horrible.
It. Horrible. I know. I love it.
This is
and
why
I
we
love
don't
it
judge
still
fun.
To this day.
Really? Do you do it with all? I mean, the world should know. We know each other in real life. And you have children. So do you clean out closets?
Yeah. See, that's why it sounds fun now, because I have to do it like drawer by drawer or the toddler gets into it.
Yes.
So it sounds fun to like send them out of the house and just start from scratch.
So we need. Let's talk about this. For starters, I'm glad we don't judge fun, as I said, because if it's fun to you, it's fun to you. I mean, are you going through and throwing things out or giving them away or selling them on Poshmark?
Oh, definitely.
Or is it just put everything back in?
All of the above. All of the above.
It's a purge and a reorganize.
Yes.
Are you available for hire? Because what I would give.
I would do it for fun, literally.
Well, very impressive. A part-time job. A part-time dream job.
When my friends move, I ask if I can like unpack all of their kitchen boxes and put everything away for them, because that's my favorite.
Alyssa, I'm holding on to this information near and dear to my heart were I to ever need it.
It's
very
a real
good
problem.
Answer. Well done. Thank you for doing this.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I don't know about y'all, but I am loving hearing from our listening friends all over. Hey, be sure you're subscribed to the AFD Week in Review for updates on how you can share what sounds fun to you on an upcoming episode. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the places you may need me, that's how you can find me. And I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home and do something that sounds fun to you. I'll do the same. Today, what sounds fun to me is we're about to eat lunch together with our team. That's what sounds fun to me. So y'all have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday with Ann Voskamp. Oh, how much do we love that woman? It is such a good episode, y'all. I cannot wait. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.